Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. I'm Jonathan Messenger, and on today's special bonus episode, Bebop,
hold it right there, Jonathan.
What is it, Bebop?
This is all wrong.
What is?
Jonathan, can we please, you know what? Cut the music. And hit it. Yeah! Bebop Tales, baby. This is my show.
Okay, that's true. I guess this isn't technically a Finn Caspian bonus episode.
No way. It's a Bebop Tales bonus. That means I'm the star of the show.
That's right. That's fine. That's good. Do you want me to sit over here?
You can stay with me if you want.
Oh, good. Thank you.
But maybe scoot a little into the corner.
Over here?
Yep, there you go. That's you in the corner. That's me in the spotlight.
Wow, okay. So in today's episode, we're going to answer a whole lot of listener questions.
That's right. A lot of you have been writing in with questions, and I answered some of those in the previous Bebop Tales season, but I couldn't get to all of them. So let's roll them out.
Okay, well, first we have a joke and a question from our pal, Emmeline.
Go for it, Emmeline.
Hey, I'm Emmeline. I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Washington, D.C. I have a joke and a question for Bebop. My joke is, what's an alien's favorite kind of spaghetti? Alien hair.
Like angel hair.
Yeah, right.
This is the question for Bebop. Where did he come from?
Okay. So, where did I come from? Well, I don't know the name of the planet I came from exactly. You know, when you're in a place and the place just is. You don't give it a name. Just the same way you don't know the name of where you're from, Jonathan.
You mean Earth?
Well, yeah, but where on Earth?
Massachusetts, originally.
Well, yeah, but...
I actually grew
Jonathan,
up...
Jonathan, you're missing the point. The point is that I came from another dimension, and either my memory was wiped for some reason, or that dimension and planet didn't have a name, because I don't know what it is. But if you really want to know where I come from, what I'm made of...
Metal. You're made of metal.
Well, yeah, it's a rare metal you don't have on Podcast Planet, though. It's called...
Tin.
No, it's not tin, Jonathan. It can't be pronounced in your language. It sounds sort of like this.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so my body is made of that, and then the electronics are made of, I don't know, microchip stuff, and then my personality is made of magic.
Okay, well, speaking of that strange language you just spoke, our pal Edie had a question, and she asked, did you need to learn English when you went to the messenger dimension?
Am I speaking English right now?
Yes.
Oh, the fact is that I don't really know the language here, but I have a natural language generator that allows me to instantly translate any language that I hear and then speak.
Oh, is that this button right over here?
No, don't press it. Glurby, herby, werby, nerby.
It's glurby, herby, werby, nerby.
That wasn't funny, Jonathan.
You're right. I'm sorry. Okay. I think, Edie, that answers your question for you. Okay, so here's a question from our listener, Chase Lowry. What is your favorite type of painting or food? I believe he means for eating, Bebop.
Of course he does. Well, I have to say that I love construction paper. It has a sort of rustic authenticity that delights me every time. And you know, for me, I keep thinking back to that first meal, eating that oil painting in Dr. Percolator's home. That is my soul food. But I also love everything that all the listeners send me and anything that Jonathan has hung on his walls.
That Jonathan had hung on his walls, you mean? You've pretty much eaten all of it by this point.
Correct.
Okay, let's not talk about that anymore. Here's a question from our listener, Zoe.
Hi, my name is Zoe, and I'm 6 years old. I'm from Gainesville, Florida, and I have a question for Bebop. Can Bebop throw balls out of his mouth?
Can I throw balls out of my mouth?
That's the question.
Well, it really depends on what we're talking about here.
How about baseballs?
I can throw a decent curveball, but my knuckleball needs work.
Snowballs?
Maybe in the winter, after I've eaten a pitcher of ice cream.
Paintballs?
Oh yeah, I'm the master at paintball.
Fireballs?
Don't be ridiculous, Jonathan.
Okay, I don't know why fireballs was ridiculous, but paintballs. But anyways, I hope that answers your question, Zoe. Now, Quinn, who's 8 from California, he asked, have you ever fought snails the size of nails?
Are we talking toenails or like hammer and nails?
Let's just say both.
Toenails, definitely. Hammer nails, I don't think so.
So are we talking big toe or pinky toe?
None of your business, Jonathan.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that. Okay, now we have a question from Cam, who is 8, from New Zealand. What does Bebop use to brush his teeth? I mean, it's got to be a paintbrush, right, Bebop?
Is that what that is over there?
Is that what is?
The white brush in the cup in your bathroom.
No, that's a toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I use a toothbrush.
Specifically, though, that's my toothbrush.
Okay, then I use your toothbrush.
You're not supposed to share teeth. So that's why it always tastes like a car engine.
Sounds delicious to me.
Okay, let's just move on. I'll get a new toothbrush later. Here we have a song from our friend Finn. He sang it for you, so let's listen in.
All hail the chief, all hail the chief, all hail the Bebop chief, all hail the chief.
That's perfect. I love that, Finn. Thank you so much. And now I might as well take this opportunity to announce my candidacy for president of Podcast Planet next year.
Well, there isn't a presidential election next year. And once again, it's president of the United States, not president
of the... Well, how many years until the next one?
Just about 3 more.
That's not that long.
Well, it's kind of long.
Look, robots experience time differently. What seems like a year to you is really just a couple of seconds to me. Look, another year just went by.
No, Bebop.
And another.
What are you talking
about? And another. Look, 3 more years just passed. You're like 80 years old right now.
No, Bebop, that's not how time works. You can't just say a year has passed and then a year suddenly passed.
20 more years. You're like 150.
Okay, no, stop. It's going to be about 1,000 days before the next one. You know what a day is. 1,000 of them.
Okay, fine. Well, Finn, I deputize you as my campaign manager, and let's start working for Podcast Planet.
Okay, back to the questions. Ollie, who is 8 from Montclair, Pennsylvania, he asked, did Bebop ever fight a Pokemon porcupine?
You know, I've never fought one. They're actually really friendly, but I did use one as a pillow one time. Huge mistake.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, Missy, who is 5, asked 3 questions. Do you ever go on hikes? Do you ever attack seagulls? And did you ever drive a car?
Well, I drove a toy car in the last season of Bebop Tales, as you probably know now, Missy. As for hikes and seagulls, I have been on hikes, which I'll tell you about in season 3 of Bebop Tales, and I have had, let's just say, some trouble with seagulls. But I did not attack them. They started it. I don't care what they said. They started it. And another thing.
Bebop, whoa, Bebop. Don't start, okay? Save it for season 3.
Okay, season 3.
All right, this next question is from our friend Wyatt. Has Bebop ever fought evil refrigerators?
I hate to break this to you, Wyatt, but all refrigerators are evil.
Wait a second. Come on. All refrigerators are evil?
I don't really want to talk about it, Jonathan.
But what do you mean?
Next question.
No, hold on.
Next question.
Okay, but something's going on there. Season 3, I bet. Next up is Andrew, who's 8, from Bothell, Washington. Did you ever eat all of the art in a museum?
I have too much respect for your public institutions to eat all of the art in a museum.
Why did you say it like that?
Like what?
Like all of the art.
Jonathan, you're reading too much into it. I'm just saying I love museums, and I would never eat all of the art there.
See, again, you're emphasizing.
Jonathan, I'm emphasizing my respect for your public institutions.
Okay, so this is the last one from our friend Valentino in Redwood Shores, California.
Hi, this is Valentino from California. And I have a question for Bebop. When will the Spoiler Club come out?
That's a great question, Valentino. And actually, Bebop, can I take this one?
Nope. I'll tell you, Valentino, Spoiler Club episode comes out next week. Griffin and I are going to sit down, and we're going to have our Spoiler Club episode next Wednesday.
That's right. All right. Thank you. And actually, if I could say, this is very exciting. Season 3 of The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian comes out on October 4th. So that means that next week is Spoiler Club, and then right after Spoiler Club, the week after, Season 3 gets started. And then we're going to roll right through the end of the year. So thank you so much for all of your patience. We're going to be back in 2 weeks, Spoiler Club, and then Episode 1 of Season 3. Speaking of Griffin, I also just want to say at the end of the episode here, Griffin, happy birthday. Today is Griffin's 8th birthday, so I want to send him a message. Happy birthday, Griffin.
Yeah, happy birthday, Griff.
All right, well, Bebop, I think that's it. So next week, you and Griff will be here for Spoiler Club, and then we're back, Season 3. Okay?
That's great, Jonathan. Could we actually end this episode on another song?
Yeah, sure.
This is a message from our friend Cora. Cora sent this song in, and I thought this was a great way to end this episode. So thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bebop, mutant whales. Meet Bebop, mutant whales whose tails were small. All the Bebops laughed and played. All the Bebops laughed and played who had tiny tails.
All right. Thanks, Cora. See you all next week.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a Season 1, Episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.